Chris Sullivan gets the steal and finishes with authority. 47-45, Rivers Hoopers lead GMBC here in the third quarter. Sunshine gets it to Eli, who does a little hesitation fakes down the baseline. Hits Francis for the long two. Usher, he stepped back another 3 or 4 centimeters. Perhaps he gets a three ball, but not. Daniels has it. Kicks it out. Uzo over to Sullivan, who throws it away again. Eli gets it. Does the Euro step and finishes it under the rim. Is that a five you're trying to give me? A low five or a fist bump?
Well, I phoned you another snaky player.
Yes, you did. You pulled out the scouting pad and did find the snaky one as Sullivan surveys the land in the corner. Gets it under the basket to Coco, who is fouled.
That was a 1-2 and to the basket. Very, very good for Ellie there. And Sullivan, he's been very important for the Rivers Hoopers so far, 16 points on the board, and bringing a good energy and vibe to the Rivers Hoopers team.
And I'll take it. This kind of basketball turns Sullivan with 16 points here.
And two steals.
Yeah. What have you been most impressed with about this game? We had another battle yesterday, similar. This one here looks like it's going the same direction as Sullivan takes a break. What have you been most impressed with so far in this one?
It is the relentlessness of both teams looking at the stakes and what is at stake for both of them and for their countries and the fans back home. Because when you see the social media reaction, so many of the Niger fans are asking questions of Rivers Hoopers. Yes, they've not played competitive basketball in 2 years, but they need to deliver at this big stage and continue to show the world that Nigeria is a basketball nation.
Well, and a late shot clock issue there. I think that can be contributed to that zone. GMBC is playing. Look at all those bodies around that ball.
And that is the relentlessness I was talking about. You know, Daniels doing everything possible today to get that victory.
And Jaren goes by Uzo. It up top, Francis takes it to the baseline. Gets it back. Goes underneath, looks, stops, misses long. Rivers Hoopers bring it into the front court after the rebound. Ben Uzo takes it left. Dribbles off the foot of Francis. Gets it back. Rivers Hoopers down the lane with a pass. And the finish at the rim by Coco. He's hanging around there a lot and getting a lot of easy baskets at the rim, Usher.
And that's what they need. You know, everyone has to be on song and get this W today.
And the short long ball by Maury misses the three into the front court. Salui gives it to Ben Uzo. Then kicks it over top to Ike Benjamin, who misses long. And who else? The man of the moment, Coco, gets the rebound and the foul. What do you think's gotten into Coco, Usher?
Well, Coco has gotten a good rhythm, and let's see if they can continue that in the rest of the half.
Yeah. got to go. Seven to go in the third quarter. All tied up. Right now, there's a guy for the Rivers Hoopers, Victor Anthony Coco, who is the hottest man on the floor. Doing a lot of damage here in this third quarter, Usher.
It is looking good for the Rivers Hoopers. They've been consistent today, unlike the other two games that they played earlier.
We've got another foul. And the Rivers Hoopers have had some serious issues before now, playing-wise. We lost to the Patriots, Wanda team, 83-60. Really struggled in that one. Chris Daniels only 2 points in that game. Totally different story in this one. Sullivan gets his rest and gets back in the game. He's had a great run tonight with 16 points as he enters the ball into Daniels. Back to Sullivan on the wing. Uzo with the swing and, of course, down low with the miss by Coco.
Coco should be finishing such attempts, to be honest.
Great call. A great call. He should finish that. He has the ability to do so. As Sanchez dribbles off of either screen, takes it to the left side of the floor, swings it back to Morty. He misses at the rim. Daniels tips it. Goes out of bounds on Morty. Rivers Hoopers lead 50-49 with 3:30 to go in the third quarter. Uzo gets it back, dribbles to the wing. GNBC stays in the zone. Ben Uzo tries to drive, kicks it back out to Sullivan. Pops from long. Usher extends the lead 53-49, Rivers Hoopers.
Well, 19 points for Sullivan, who has been absolutely incredible today for the Rivers Hoopers. And he will need support from his other teammates as well.
Well, speaking of terrific, Chiotti knocks one down from the elbow, the rainbow jump shot. As the Rivers Hoopers throw the ball around in the zone. Can't get it to Sullivan. The great pass is missed by Salui at the rim, but who cleans it up? None other than the big fella, Daniels. Chiotti from long, he knocks it down again from three. I don't know what that is he does after the basket, but it looks good, just like the jump shot, Usher. And he is heated up as well. Uzo on the drive, kicks it out to Salui, who misses it. And, of course, Coco gets it, misses, gets it back, and is fouled. The Rivers Hoopers really do some serious damage with the rebound.
Well, when you look at that, the Rivers Hoopers need to reorganize themselves on that side of the court.
Yeah, the rebounding, I mean, the disparity, 36-24. Rivers Hoopers with 12 more rebounds. As this game is on the line and gets closer to the end, Coco missing his first free throw. mistakes will be exacerbated largely if you don't execute and take care of business. Misses both free throws.
Well, Lance, what do you think about the difference between the PL and the NBA?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I'm glad you actually asked that. I actually want to get into that because NBA is playing right now. But one thing I noticed right away is the level of contact and aggression. The calls, you don't get the ability to hit people as much in the NBA as you do in this league. And, you know, none other, none better example than the Rivers Hoopers and the way they played aggressively today. Ben Uzo knocks down that shot. And I know a lot about the Rivers Hoopers in terms of the importance of this game to them. As Ben Chan throws it out to Eli for the long three ball, and he misses. As Uzo comes back, brings it into the front court against Chiodi. And there we have another foul. That's an example how aggressive these guys are as Chauncey commits the foul there underneath. But, and again, part of it is the importance of these games. And, you know, I know Daniels has some NBA experience. Uzo does as well. But you know a lot about the Rivers Hoopers and their community and where they come from and how important it is and why we may be seeing this kind of aggression.
Well, you know, I was speaking to Queen Mosef, who is the media officer of the Rivers Hoopers, and she was telling me that for Port Harcourt, this means so much to have their team represented here in the first ever BAL edition in Kigali. And, you know, in the general grand scheme of things, there's so many young boys and girls that are inspired by this Nigerian team. And really, when you look at the players as well, it's the same vibe that they have, and they represent that on court. And to win this game will go a long way for Nigerian local basketball.
I love the question you asked. You're such an elite journalist in your way, and I'll tell you why I love it. Because in the NBA, to your question, that basketball, they're representing usually a town or a city. And the contrast, and I love the way you put that, this is on their shoulders really as a nation. It comes from a community, but in a lot of ways, they're representing the nation. I talked to Coach Ugo. He talked about that with me as well. So you're aligned well with his comments, and I love how you know so much about not only the city, but the country and where these young men come from. As GNBC tries to get something done in the offense here, as they trail 59-54, with 56.9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Only 3.7 seconds left on the shot clock here, Usher. So they'll have to get a ball up quick. GNBC. Oh, and then a miss by Anthony Nelson Severine. He gets it up quickly and back the other way. And also the putback missed by Sullivan as he grabs the right knee and goes to the floor. He's had one of his best games. This would be a horrendous loss. But this injury is something more than just a tweak.
And he's holding his right knee. Let's see that replay. But Ben Uzo passed the ball to
Solomon as Ezra missed that layup.
And you know, he tried to score with his left, which is actually his strong arm. And it takes him to the nickname Lefty.
Lefty, but how about
Baba Lefty? But he didn't finish that. And yeah. And now the Rivers Hoopers are wondering.
Yeah, and you make yet another good point. He's caught. He does not want the manual gurney. But you make a good point about finishing. Had he finished that layup,
right,
well, you don't get the injury potentially. And certainly you don't want to blame him, Ezra, for that. But I tell you what, it also illuminates what you talked about with how important this game is. He's going to stay strong. He goes, looks like he's headed to the locker room. Eli dribbles up top at the top of the key. A little spin cycle and finishes in the lane just before the charge line. They are bringing rain, these guards are, Usher, with these teardrops from all over the floor as GMBC stays in the zone. Mr. Louis gets called for the travel. 17.2 seconds remaining.
There's always a good way that GMBC tried to play defense. And even if they're small in size, they do that very well, whether it's man or zone.
5 seconds to go on the clock. 2 seconds. Eli deep, long, and good at the buzzer. He took his time. He looked, he saw, and he made it rain.
And he conquered. And it's game tied, 59 up for the Rivers Hoopers and GMBC.
It's also game on.
59-59. What an end to the third quarter. Rivers Hoopers and GNBC. Man, Terrence Sullivan is balling. 19 points, but unfortunately it seems as though he's tweaked his right knee. So he may be injured. Hopefully it's something he can come back into the game. Prince.
Yeah, we hope he's going to be okay. The Rivers Hoopers team really need him. And not only that, the kind of chemistry that he has with Ben Uzo is really fantastic, because the two look like, you know, the combination is really working. But, you know, not to take off of, you know, the performance that have been put forward by, you know, the Madagascans. Wow, my, oh my, did you see that three? Haley Randramampionana is just something else. And, you know, they have that fighting spirit and they're not giving up at all.
The thing is that this game has never really been an uphill battle for either team. It's slight leads here and there, but for the most part, the game has been within reach for both teams. So it'll be interesting to see in the fourth quarter if any of the two teams somehow kind of comes off at the very beginning of the quarter to extend the lead. You know, at the moment we're 59-59, yeah, we're tied up, to see if they'll be able to extend this lead and get a dominating lead within the fourth quarter. We shall see.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the person who actually plays defense really well is going to win this one.
Right, and lack of turnovers will be key as well, I feel like.
But that's going to be hard, since they're two physical teams, and the way it has been physical down there, they keep on forcing the turnovers and stuff. But, you know, it's always, I don't know how you can prevent turnovers, honestly. But, you know, you just never know. There might be tricks out there, Mubin can show us, because things happen. It takes some time.
Right, right. But I like the physical game. I feel like sometimes the NBA is real. You know, the referees in the NBA are a little bit, you get superstar calls and stuff. Over here, it seems as though they're letting them play. It is very physical, two very physical teams. But let's get back to the fourth quarter, Prince, and we will be back post-game with Sheck as well. This is Mukbil Yabaro and Prince Nesta. This is a special VOA coverage of the NBA BAL.
To Anthony's defense, it just goes to show you how important a player of that size is for the Rivers Hoopers.
Number 21, Ibaki misses. And Uzo with the swing ball, and I think we're going to have, or going to have, a travel, and we do. Robinson for the Rivers Hoopers shuffles those feet. And the throw ahead to Fabrice, tries to get off a quick three, and he misses as Solomon Ezra gets it to Ben Uzo. They're out of that zone, Usher, back to a man. Ball tipped by GNBC. From D, Precious misses, and GNBC gets it. And the finish by Fabrice.
He's having a good time today.
Yes, he is.
And that's 20 points for him.
Yes, he is. He's having a pointy time, too, meaning he's adding a lot of points to his total. Uzo pulls back, swings the ball to Robinson, who misses. Eli gets the rebound. Reese brings it into the front court. Oh, and the big block by Solomon Ezra. Little fella, Rallison, tries to get it off. And that block was beautiful.
Well, lefty, like I told you, is called in Nigeria.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Is having a time of his life in that paint.
12 seconds on the shot clock. Eli kicks it. Number 15, Anthony Rasol misses. Ben Ike. That's called an offensive foul on the big fella while they're playing man-to-man and out of zone. How about that? You had an interesting look on your face. Do you agree with that call?
Yes, it is. It is a good call. GNBC are trying to make sure they get their hands on the ball, you know, when it's still up top, and see if they can get some transitional play there.
And the ball is missed by GNBC. Anthony Rasol back into the front court by the Rivers Hoopers. Precious over to Solomon Ezra. He has it at the free throw line and spins and misses the layup. Tries to put it back. GNBC gets it going the other way. And the finish by Anthony Rasol on the fast break. And now GNBC leads by two. It's 7-17 to go in the fourth quarter. Ben Uzo shoots it in the lane and misses. Doesn't hit anything, but it's rebounded by Daniels. He ends up on the floor, but the ball ends up through the basket. The question I have for you, Usher, after this replay, What a pass. That's true. What a pass and a finish. Just threw that up. But the question I have for you is, how long can number five, Chiodi, sit on the bench for GNBC?
Well, it looks like the coach has decided to go with his other options. Fabrice is doing well behind the arc, and Eli.
Fabrice, speaking of which, with the miss. Ame brings it into the front court. Gives some orders, barks some orders for the Rivers Hoopers. Arnold has it. A long three. We have a whistle. And a foul. Solomon commits the foul. Moving. GNBC brings it into the front court. Allison has it on the wing. He swings it. Babaki back to Rollins. Back to Eli. Excuse me. Down the lane. Tries to scoop it with the right. Gets it back. It's a turnover. He stepped out of bounds and then came back.
Every possession in this game matters, and
great call.
With the game tied at 63, you'd think that both sides would like to avoid turnovers.
Yeah, it's a great call. It does. Every possession matters. You've got to get good execution as Arnold has the top. Jermay swings the ball to the corner, and it's missed. Benjamin, who goes out long and drops the long three by Ike Benjamin, extends the lead 66-63. And you see the differential in rebounds. Talked about that earlier. As Rollison gets it to the corner, Fabrice misses it. Rivers Hoopers, Benjamin comes up with the rebound. Ame into the front court. directing people where to go. Takes his time as Rollison gives him space. Over to Benjamin. Eli gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar and commits the foul.
Well, when you look at GNBC, that is their first team foul of this quarter, and they're not looking that bad on defense. Something that could actually work for them later in the last closing minutes of this game.
Yeah, and do you think there's opportunity right now with Daniels not being on the floor?
And the arrival of Kiadi.
That's right. That's a good call. So you bring on arguably one of the best bench players, but definitely in this game. Amai has it up top. It's Solomon Ezra, and the finish. He hits a nice basket and extends the lead to 5. Kiadi brings it into the front court. It's Eli, arguably his favorite target. Eli throws it off of Arnold. Can't grab it around the rim. 4:41 to go. Usher Rivers Hoopers up 5, 68-63. GMBC trailing.
Rivers Hoopers with a 5-point lead with 4:41 left in the fourth quarter. If they're able to keep this, that'll be their first victory for the tournament. Prince.
It will be a deserved victory. They're putting the work. They'll be very, very solid on defense. Although, you know, it's really just so hard to basically defend against such a combination of Fabrice Mandambison, Ramarosata, you know, Eli and Raman Pionona, Andy Wazanama Henina. It's really tough, you know, because they are playing as a team. The Malagasy's GNBC are playing as a team. They're super solid. They're playing well, especially the passing game. And they're depending so much on the three-point plays. Especially the counter-attacks too, really working the fast breaks. Fantastic team. But honestly, this particular one, as far as controlling the game, and just, you know, having that particular winning mentality, looks like Rivers Hoopers actually have, like, you know, that particular edge.
Right. Awesome. Let's get back to the fourth quarter. This is a VOA special coverage of the NBA BAL. This is Muckville Yabro with Prince Nesta. We will join you in the postgame.
Three ball. Eli brings it into the front court. He's had an exceptional evening for GMBC. Kiadi spins around, gets it to Fabrice. He misses the short jump shot in the middle of the paint. Coming back the other way, M.A. holds up one finger. Ball gets swung to Benjamin. Benjamin to Aime. Switched off. Kiadi guarding him at the top. Under 5 to go on the shot clock. To Benjamin from the 3 spot. He knocks it down, Usher. 70-63. Rivers Hoopers lead GNBC. 71-63. An 8-point lead here late in the fourth as these two teams fight for their BAL lives. Number 21, Precious. Ricky Lay misses it as Arnold rebounds it and puts it back. Cut the lead to 71-65.
That was a very timely three-pointer from Benjamin.
Benjamin has it again at the top. Dribbles to the basket. The left-hand layup misses high. But who else